From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week between Christmas and the New Year is a time of high alert for those involved in counterterrorism. The fear is that as the number of travelers swells, so do the opportunities for terrorists to strike. In Britain, Home Secretary John Reid has warned it's highly likely that terrorists will attempt an attack over the holidays. This past weekend, a British newspaper, The Observer, added to the holiday jitters with a report that the Channel Tunnel is being targeted.
Still, as the year draws to a close, travelers and leaders can take solace in the fact that so far, 2006 has not brought a single terror attack of note in the West. That is in sharp contrast to last year, when suicide bombers attacked London, and 2004, when almost 200 people died in the Madrid train bombings. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been examining the possible explanations for the lull in terror attacks and what it may signal for the coming year.
You could call 2006 the year of the thwarted attack. The most serious attempt appears to have been the Heathrow plot, which reportedly involved using liquid explosives to blow up planes leaving London. British officials, including Paul Stevenson of London's Metropolitan Police, said the casualties could have been in the thousands.
We are confident that we have disrupted a plan by terrorists to cause untold death and destruction and to commit, quite frankly, mass murder.
Attacks were also apparently averted in Germany, where bombs placed in suitcases on trains near Cologne failed to explode, and in France, where dozens of suspected members of an Algerian-based network were arrested. French authorities cited links to three terror plots, including an alleged plan to blow up Orly Airport. Here in the U.S., security officials were also busy trumpeting foiled attacks. In June, the FBI announced the arrest in Miami of seven homegrown terrorists. According to the indictment, the men hoped to bomb the Sears Tower in Chicago. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez warned, left unchecked, these homegrown terrorists may prove to be as dangerous as groups like Al-Qaeda.
They hoped for their attacks to be, quote, just as good or greater than 9/11.
But hope and ability are different things. Even the FBI admitted the Miami plot was, quote, more aspirational than operational. Still, it appears to be as close as authorities came this year to uncovering anything resembling an active terror cell inside the U.S. Some terrorism experts, including John Brennan, say that's cause for guarded optimism.
Quite frankly, I'm feeling better. I'm not feeling, you know, totally comfortable that the homeland here is safe. But I do think things are going in the right direction.
Brennan is a CIA veteran and former head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He lists international intelligence cooperation and increased security measures among the reasons why this year passed peacefully in the West. And Brennan also argues that, perhaps, Al-Qaeda and its offshoots are not as great a threat as widely assumed.
I don't think the terrorists are as plentiful or as powerful as some people would suggest. They are very dangerous, and it only takes one cell to do tremendous damage or cause significant loss of life. But I think sometimes that terrorist threat is overstated, giving one the impression that terrorists are everywhere to be found. That's not the case.
Ohio State University professor John Mueller not only agrees, he's written a book promoting this idea. The title, Overblown, pretty much sums up Mueller's argument that the terrorist threat has been massively exaggerated.
Osama bin Laden is constantly talking about doing things in various places, not only the United States, but also Italy and Australia, for example, and nothing has happened there either. If Al-Qaeda was so dedicated, numerous, devoted, diabolical, and so forth, as the common image has it, you'd think they've been able to do something by now.
But Bruce Hoffman, a terrorism expert at Georgetown University, says you can read this year's news, or lack thereof, two ways. He does believe better intelligence is helping derail attacks. And he says plain old luck has played a role. But Hoffman also calls this summer's Heathrow plot, with its links to Al-Qaeda, fundamentally disturbing because of the intended target, commercial airliners.
For the past two or three years, we've believed that a degraded, diminished Al-Qaeda was incapable of attacking hardened targets. We, I think, embraced the mantra that they were only capable of going after softer, more accessible targets like hotels or tourist destinations or subways. But here we have a very serious plot against one of the most hardened targets of terrorism since 9/11.
Hoffman argues the Heathrow plot is evidence that Al-Qaeda remains undeterred in its ambitions. And he agrees with recent assessments from U.S. intelligence officials who say the tribal tribal areas along the Afghan-Pakistan border have given al-Qaeda and its supporters a place to rebuild after being routed by U.S.-led forces in 2001.
I mean, al-Qaeda is weaker than it was 5 years ago, but I think over the past 2 or 3 years, it's certainly undergoing something of a renaissance, that it's regaining its strength, or at least it's attempting to regain its strength, which suggests they're perhaps not as much on the run as we thought.
There's no consensus on this point, though. CIA veteran John Brennan agrees that al-Qaeda poses a growing threat to U.S. and NATO forces inside Afghanistan.
But as far as al-Qaeda's ability to actually deploy operatives and to direct operations in the West, far afield from Afghanistan, that ability has been degraded. So al-Qaeda exists within the Afghan PAC area, it exists within Iraq, but it doesn't have that same type of, I think, international reach that it had earlier on.
Al-Qaeda would beg to differ. Ayman al-Zawahiri, al-Qaeda's second-in-command, has kept up a steady stream of taped messages, threatening attacks and rallying supporters. Last week, Zawahiri released his 15th tape of the year. Zawahiri warns of the consequences of U.S. military action in Muslim countries. He concludes, just as our emir, Sheikh Osama bin Laden, may God watch over him, told you, as you bomb, you shall be bombed, and as you kill, you shall be killed. The question is, does al-Qaeda have the ability to make good on this threat? There is the school of thought, we heard from John Mueller, that if al-Qaeda were able to strike again, it would have. But Georgetown's Bruce Hoffman believes we should take Zawahiri at his word. Hoffman says that Zawahiri and his minions are still trying is beyond doubt. They know they only have to get lucky once. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.